We will be on the beginning of day three, within the first three paragraphs somewhere.
Sí, esto ya viene. Y el resto. Ok. Namo namo rame namo buddhaya Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Gurave. Namo Vedaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Gurave. Namo Vedaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Maya Samaya Jayame. Here I am,
Gere Madala Kaniya Daya Amir Sanji Chidama Tunji Chonamal Sankyu Bardo Dane Shasun Dabi Chiki Jibi Sanam Rola Bisha Sanji Indu Bara Kyo Sanji Chidama Tunji Chonamal Sankyu Bardo Dane Shasun Chi Dabi Chiki Jibi Sanam Dola Bija Sanji and Hopara, O Sanghaji, Chetan Zuji Jonamal, Sanji Bandu Dane Shashuki, Dabi Jiki Jibi Sanamji, Dola Bija Sanji and Hopara, O.
Alright. Now we're going to teach or to listen to the teachings, try to make a good motivation for the teachings. That means, I think, why yourself, why I do listen to the teachings, why? that you need to answer for that, because the, actually yourself to be free from suffering. Suffering, pain, happiness, and everything, those things are nobody wants us. So therefore, everybody except like even animals, they wish or they don't want to be suffering. They want to be happy and joy. So human beings, I should be, everyone's, they want to be happy and joy, and also they don't want any kind of suffering, pain, happiness. So therefore, those are came from the positive action. The positive action means just a spiritual action. So spiritual action is more important for the to be person who are wanted to be free from suffering, pain, or happiness. That is the spiritual action is the cause of that. And also happiness also, without the cause, happiness doesn't come to us. There is cause. We need to do the make a cause of the which we wish to have happiness and joy. That is also from spiritual action, means a positive spiritual action, yes. So spiritual action is dharma action, we call dharma action, is the key for the two things, to make free from suffering, pain, happiness, and also to which we wish to have happiness, joy, or that is also cause of that. So that is the most important things. We are now mostly beings. They want you know, to everything necessary things to have it. You know, like what do you call housing, necessary things, money, all those things, mostly people thinking to have all those. Those are wishing for that and work for that. They're doing. They don't know the, mostly they don't know the, what is the cost of the, to have the happiness, joy, and everything, success. Don't know, sorry. So, we should to learn dharma action means a spiritual action. We need to learn. Not only for learning, we need to do it, follow the whatever does to show the meaning of the teachings. Those meaning of the teachings, those are, should be we to keep, means to do it, to make action with them. The example, like Buddha himself says, don't do anything negative actions. Negative actions, Buddha advised to everybody. Why? Because suffering, pain, unhappiness, problems, all those are coming from the negative action. That's why Buddha advice should not do the negative action. Because if we do negative actions, that result is come to a person, you know, come to them. So that's why I think it's don't do the negative actions. Also, Buddha himself says to make a positive action. Because which we are looking for to have happiness and joy, those are also by spiritual action, by dharma action. That's why two things, to make stop the negative action which we made a negative action a long time before, tremendous. We did collections, not only for this lifetime. Numerous lifetimes we was born life temporary universe anyways and in the samsara continually we did. During the like there are six rounds. During the hell beings there are no time for the even negative to make negative actions. Nothing in the hell realms. Hot realms, cold realms. There are no, because the too much suffering, there's nothing to think about. Of course positive actions difficult to do, but sometimes positive action comes because of the bodhicitta bonds in the hell realms. So that's kind of, but negative actions, there's no, there's no like killing each other, cannot do that. Don't think about it. There's no time for that. Is it like stealing? There's no sorting others by securely, telling a lie, there's nothing. Jealous, doubt, all those are during the hell, reborn in the hells. There's no time for that. But in the hungry ghost's place, reborn, death, yes. Animals' place, yes. Killing each other. And also stealing this kind of the plenty negative actions. Maybe it's just like ordinary human beings. They do. So all those numerous lifetimes collection, all those we did. So example like, you know, one like wild animals eat each other, kill each other. They like in the like a fish. One big fish, maybe hundreds small fish eating, killing. It's no pleasure, it's not. Sometimes people think, oh, they food. That's okay, and no, that's not okay. So human beings also, we, you know, kill the animals to eat. There's no pleasure. Animals are reborn for the, to eat and for the human beings, it's not. So I think it's all those kind of it's negative actions naturally, everybody can do. They don't need teacher. Don't need teacher. Therefore, so much we collection or deed. So those are we need to make. We need to make purify. And make stop now. When we know the negative actions result of that, when we know we don't want the result of that negative action. So therefore, we try to make stop, which we are now, make stop the negative action, and which we did collection, we prove it, numerous lifetimes, those are we need to be purified. That's why we need Dharma. That's why we need separate actions. See? Sometimes people think, like during this time, lifetime, very evil person, killing others, stealing from others, tremendous, just all negative actions, someone does it. They are quite success. More money, more everything, so anything more perfect. You know, they have something like this kind of people's doubt. Why they do? They are evil person, they do the bad actions, but they are still a success. Why? They don't have the answer. If they don't have an answer, then they can have the wrong opinion, very powerful wrong opinion, you know. You know, Dharma said, action is a result, it should not be, this one. So, that's one person, there are two things happen. They are success now, this lifetime, because they did positive action before this lifetime. Therefore, result of that comes to here. Now, this lifetime, in very negative ways, killing others, stealing others, that's kind of tremendous, making the negative action. Those results comes later. Just like, you know, I think, with being rich, so much debt, I mean, so much mortgage or something, see, those are, it's no, that's being rich, but still to pay much more than they have now. You understand? One person looks rich, but this they have tremendous you know what you call death?
Death.
Dead. Dead or dead?
Same thing.
Okay. That's good. So that's kind of really they have. So, which they have success now this lifetime, they made a favorite lifetime, cause of that positive action they did. During this time, they make a negative action, tremendous powerful negative action. Result of that comes later. See? There are no doubt. Dharmas in the positive actions never get bad result. Negative actions result never get good one. No, cannot be. You see, so some people think it's like this. You know, oh, why? Now you know. We know. So, anyways, so that's why I think with spiritual action and also drawing practice, this is very important for us. For us. See, it actually real. That's why it says, like through the teachings, try to make it, you know, essence of life for this lifetime. Essence of life is a goal. What is the goal for the life? Try to make it in the future to be. To be good life, least good life. If can this lifetime out of the problems, that means sakho existing. Out of the try to make sakho existing means samsara. Try to make out of them. More than that, we should become a then being Buddha for this lifetime. So that's all we need. Sometimes people think, why? How can we become a being Buddha? You know? Everybody has time for, or everybody has responsibility, or everybody has chance for become a being Buddha. Everyone has it. Even these days, very evil persons. That person has a seed of the Buddha. Sometimes people think being Buddha only person who are engaged into the Buddhism this lifetime. It's not necessary. Out of all sentient beings, everyone has the seed of the Buddha. Everyone has seed of the Buddha, but need to be true. To wrap up for that, need to be for to do practice, the opportunity to get it, to necessary things, the conditions to need to have it. The conditions, what is the conditions? Like, you know, it's like a person, from side to have faith, and then also person, like we need a spiritual guide, spiritual teacher we need to have. Without those, we cannot make it by ourselves. Everyone has natural intelligence, but natural intelligence, everyone has, even animal has a natural intelligence. So, but this intelligence not enough for the to make a decision or to make a challenge with the negativities. So for that we need to learn. Learning is with the master. We need to have the master, the teaching of the Buddha. Anywhere there's numberless worlds, but everyone doesn't have the teaching of the Buddha. This time we have here, this time, but even reborn, like a dark eons means without a teaching of the Buddha or something, no spiritual death, teaching, no, nothing, then they have lives, but that's good. Those lives are not opportunity in life. So we are now good life we have. If we do, we have qualify. We have quality of that to do practice. Because our self studying, understanding, to get teachings, meaning of teachings we can understand. And also we can do, you know, like everything. If you blind, what do you think? Difficult ways. You can hear it, but difficult ways. It's not like that. If you deaf, you can see it, but if they know this one, then what do we do? Sign language is the only, I don't know sign language without a period. I think they need to something heard. Deaf, both deaf.
Deaf.
When they was born, nothing to hear. That's kind of how can be they learn the sign language. I don't know.
Because it's only by the eye.
The how?
So it's visual language, not language.
So a different question.
Yeah, sign that they write down and then show signs.
Write down. Then teacher says, this is A. how can they learn? B, how can they? They cannot hear. Anyways, so we are not like this. Everything, seeing is well, hearing is well, everything is enough intelligence, everything. So should be appreciation about this, really. Appreciation, and then you can really, it's a good life. Teachings are still here. If we do by ourselves, what kind of we want to do? Different kind of teachings, different levels of teachings. What kind of we can do? We can choose. That's why I think we are having the great opportunity for us. So we should not be waste or losing the opportunity. One day then, need to go. So that time is like this way. Practitioners, there are different kind of practitioners. Good practitioners, when they die, very happy to go. Happy to go, just like a great place to go to holiday or something like this. Just happy to go. Great, good practitioners. Medine practitioners, okay. Not too happy, not too sad. So go. Then, last one means bottom. Even they think, oh, I'm protection during the lifetime. But the time of death comes, then, shaking, oh, what I do, okay? Nothing to think about. That's not so good. During the lifetime, you know, study, so to engage with the Dharma, to learn, do practice. If you don't do like this, think about, you know, think about, I am practitioner, I'm doing something. But if not sure, then one day, then leaving that time, then to see, oh, I don't have anything to take to. It's like, you know, without money going out or something like this kind of. Maybe that's not good example. Human beings place, if we go without money, we can go begging. But they know like this, I think. So different kind of practitioners should be. If you are, indeed it is. Kadambi Geshe, one, he think, I want, he's going practicing, you know, he think, I want to reborn in the hell beings, for the hell beings. When I be there, I will in the hell, substitute or so, for, like a substitute for the other hell beings. When I be there, everyone's hell beings are to be free. I will stay for the other hell beings. So he thinking like that all the time. Before he going to die, then he said, oh, no good. My wish is not coming. Means what I want to do will not become. Because I have vision of the pure land. You know? He says he's the suppose to make an offerings now. I want to be go to hell realms for the hell beings, substitute for the other hell beings. When I be there, other hell beings are need to be free from, but will not be happening that soon. So that's kind of, you know, really very. So that's kind of great partition. So I think we should be try to make good person, honest. Dharma is very truthful, inside. Try to make a changing mind. When we do practice Dharma, to learn Dharma, by that to changing our mind from bad to good. We have bad mind, so many bad minds occupied our consciousness by bad minds. So try to make all those are try to make it push away from us by practice. So that's the kind of really we need it. You see, time is also right time now. We cannot be, oh, today I cannot, this week I don't have, this month I cannot, but next time I do. This kind of, we have a tremendous laziness comes. We are, you know, really laziness. Laziness take away time for to practice from us. The old time, really it is. So, try to make effort. Good effort for the practice. So now this is the, I think, the last time we are on the teaching the Lamrim. Lamrim is like, you know what it is, but stage. Lam means path. Rim means stage. Rimpa means step. When we go to the Buddhahood, there are many paths, step by step, you know. So we need to learn. This way, when purify negativities, that kind of positive knowledge comes to with us. sometimes the challenged by wisdom minds, challenged with negativities, make purifies, then when finished that one, then the result of that great knowledge comes with us. That's why this kind of we call a stage, or yes, lamrim stage. So everything is, you know, like this lamrim, and we are doing, practicing, study lamrim. So now we are beginning. So slowly, go through slowly. So when we know the meaning, then every day, whatever we got, try to make it, remember of them, you know. Even when we don't have the experience, but try to make sure, it's there or not, meaning what we got, meaning it's there or not. Just like, you know, some people have many different kind of treasures, you know, many different kind of, you know, like precious jewels, precious everything. Then they think, always think about, you know, is there or not, checking. If you have a diamond or gold, at last, if you have it, then check it, you know. Is there or not, checking, you know. So that's kind of what we need also. Whatever we learn, those are very precious. Physical precious jewels is nothing. When we die, not come with us. Cannot be. Diamond or gold or whatever we got. Those are time of death separation. They not come with you, no. But if we learn something positive, those are comes with us. Really, really precious. Help to us. Even we have like great friends, you know, great friends. When we die, those friends cannot come with us. If they can, they will. Sometimes people think, you know, they very. I'm clear. They think, oh, if he die, I'm gonna die. Or something. If he die, I'm die. Sometimes make together something like this, shooting each other something like this. Best cannot be go. After the death, completely, totally. No, don't know each other. You know. Sometimes war comes, families like during the second wars. You know, you saw the maybe. German is hideous, you know. His family and himself try to, you know, die together. They think maybe together comes. I know, cannot do that. If we die at the same time, same second, but after the death, completely, totally, don't know each other, cannot be, then it's safe. Just like after the death, you know, like in the dark rooms, only one candle, just like that. What do you think? Nothing else. So I think it's so really dangerous, isn't it? In the dark room, one candle, and then that's it. Nothing to see. So that time, if we have like a knowledge, positive knowledge, those are come with us to help, yes, to help. That's why I think three precious jewels, you know, if we have great taking refuge. So when we need, then those are come, yes. Remember with the Dharma Sangha, by that can be free from the, you know, dangers, you see, yes. So I think those are much more precious than diamond, you know, gold. So really it is, we need to think about, you know. Our practice is very precious, very important for us, for each of us. For that is also, if we have great knowledge, great, you know, become like Buddha, Buddha helps to nameless beings. Even, you know, same time, nameless emanations to help to the others. That's what it does. So we can take care of by ourselves, or more than that, can take care for the others. We are wishing for that. When we think about bodhicitta, I wish for being myself, become a being Buddha, myself become a being Buddha for the others. For the others, it means to help to the others. Try to help from the danger. So that's why we are thinking. So, it's okay. That's the thing. So now, we have good life. So this is the 18 quality legal life. It means really it is, we have legal life now. So try to use this one to do practice series, I think. Very important things. Sometimes practitioners, during the, you know, usually they think doing practices, but when need it, negative has come up, you cannot reject or cannot push away or cannot make stop by negative action, then difficult. The example, someone has a great powerful medicine, but if they have it, but when they're sick, if you don't take the medicine, then what do you think? That is intelligent or not? No. So we learn more Dharma, but when we need to, you know, challenge with negative action, if you don't think about Dharma, which we learn, that's just like that. So, I think. So, serious. We respect everybody. If we do respect to the others, we negative action with others, very much, almost like should not do that. If respect, we are harm damaging by everything is bad things do for the others because we are mean to them, you know. We are mean, we don't respect, out of respect, that's why we put down others. Or we think about them, you know. So even they have no negatives, but if we think about negative ways, then something hurt, something happened. Even that, from that object means that persons, there are no negative actions. But if we to think about he or she has negative action like this, then we have think about, oh, that's, but that's, we making the negative action by ourselves. Not from that, oh, that's persons. So that's kind of, we need, really it is all the time, normally, staying with the society, workplace, many different places, we need, even with family, we need to be serious, really it is, respect each other. If we do like this, then we will not make a negative action with others much, no. So that's what we need to do. Okay? Now, what is it, last time? What is it?
We had just begun day 3 on page 81 in the Brown Book.
What is it? Day three.
3, yes.
Shanti Devas, what is it?
As Shanti Deva said, I have obtained the optimum human rebirth so hard to achieve, but which can achieve a person's aims. If I derive no benefit from it, how could I hope to inherit such a pure rebirth again?
Okay, that's it. That's what we talked about a little bit already. Say, this time's chanting devices, very good, because we have like a legal life. Legal life. During the legal life, what do we need to do? He advised to do the positive actions. If you don't do this time, very difficult, without doing this, if you die, difficult to get find out in this life, you know, like a legal life like this. So therefore, must to learn and study and everything is this lifetime, much you can, but better to do it. That's one advice by Shantideva. Then?
In other words, now that we have obtained the optimum physical rebirth, we should not desire merely the happiness belonging to this life.
Mm-hmm.
Neither should we...
What's that?
It says the meaning of what Shantideva says is we should not desire merely the happiness belonging to this life. Neither should we be immersed in subduing our enemies, protecting our dear ones, and so on. Even the animals are capable of doing these things.
Okay, that's it's true. Really. Animals also feminine, you know? While animals and any animals, they family, they can take care. They, you know, parents take care of the like those children, bring food, everything, and the others, you know, other enemies comes, protection for that. Parents, you know, spending life for them, for the children. Some that kind of animal has it. So only if we do like different ways from the human beings, like three different ways. Some of the these are not my friend. These are my enemy. Some of the, my friends attached to them. See, then strangers, no friend, no enemies, so don't care. That's kind of what we are doing. Shantideva says, don't do that. Should be real. Yeah, enemy, what we think enemy, that's enemy is maybe previous lifetime our parents, maybe father, mother, or sister, brothers, or they are very kind to us. We don't know. So even that's this lifetime is very precious, means we think this is my precious friend. Even that is previous lifetime, maybe enemies, very bad enemies. So we have, I think that's kind of a story, I think it's a student day, or the student day heard it. You know, one family has a father, mother, and then son. So those, that's means parents both died. Father died in the river's fish life by nearby house. Mother died, dog's life, reborn in their family. They have, that man has a very bad enemies, you know, enemies, very powerful, very bad enemy. That he died and reborn his son. So then one day he did, you know, he went to the river, fishing, you know, very big, good, you know, big fish, he caught it. bring to home, then he cook it, you know, that's why. His father passed away, reborn in the river, fish alive. He caught that one. He went to fishing, and he caught the his father's favorite father. Then he happy, I think he did, you know, because fishermen, I don't know that he did or not, but very happy when they caught in the fish. Not so good. Then he cooked it. The mother passed away, reborn in their home. Dog's lot, mother. Then when he cooked the fish, when they eating, you know, dog asked something, you know, piece of the fish, I think, scotch, but maybe by his knee or the, I don't know, table. Then he hit the, he don't want to give him dog, so stick by stick hit the dog's head by stick. Then his enemy passed away, reborn his son. Always, even he's eating, you know, this is very precious thing. So during the eating also, even he hold like this. Then who knows that? That time, same time, one great yogi, he knows, clan boys, he knows. History of the family, the whole thing. Yogi by the door asking food, they don't give it. But he not hungry. No. Then he sang all poor things. You eating your father's flesh, and hitting the mother's head, and also you hold your enemies, very important for this. This is the life of samsara. He sing that. So that kind of can be really it is. That's why I think we should not be from society. We should not, even animals, we should not divide, means from our side. They are not same, but from our minds, should not divide. Everyone should like to being of their partners. That's what they respect. So that's what also teachings always, you know, emphasize. We don't know who is that. Really, he don't know. Even we do sometimes, you know, put down some, like even there's, you know, like dirty person or something, like put it down, not so good. Any emanation of Buddha, where is with children, with a man, woman, who is high level or low level, or even beggars, don't know. Really. Always in like, we think it's beggars as like this. Cannot do that, no. No. So I think that's very good advice for us. See that? What to say?
If in the time left to us we do not practice the Dharma, something that is sure to benefit our future rebirths and that sets us apart from the animals, it will be difficult for us to gain such a rebirth in future.
Oh yeah, that's it. If we don't do now practice, now we have human being life, good life. If reborn, like hell beings or hungry ghosts or animals life, even animals life is better than hell beings, better than hungry ghosts life, animals life. But during the animals life, cannot learn anything. Do you think this can be learned or not during the animal's life? No? Oh, Oman bei mir hung, ich sehe, prayed, what are they? Talking bird, if he says, speech Oman bei mir hung, they say that, is it? They say or not?
Our parrot doesn't, but it's in a lot of other things.
I don't know. You have to go to Disneyland. Buddhist meeting in the Spanish language, English language, is a different kind of language, is Buddhist. That's nice, not example. Disneyland has, you know, one is animal, you know, from the halls come down, they meeting, Buddhist meeting together. But everyone says English, it's the language, I think. Anyway, then what say? If we are now appreciation, myself is animal now, I cannot learn now. If I'm in the hell now, myself, of course not. So now appreciation of which we are having this life. See, that's it. Then?
Now that we have obtained this optimum human rebirth once, we must take it seriously.
Ten? What is it?
Now that we have obtained this rebirth this once, we must take it seriously.
Oh, take serious means what take serious?
The life that we have left.
Life we have take serious, yes. But the theory is to do the practice, I think, with life. So that's one. serious a lot we took already. I say, must at this time, serious to take the positive action, yes. Then?
Benefit in your future lives depends on your practicing this very Dharma.
That's great. Yeah, defense. You want the future to be good life or bad life. You can choose now. If you want a good life, negative actions try to make stop. Which we made everything to purify. If you don't care in the future life, then whatever you want, killing others, stealing others, everything, you know, telling a lie, you know, disease, deceit, others, this kind of thing you can do. But we care for the future. What do you say?
Benefit in your future life depends on your practice in this very Dharma, the stages of the path to enlightenment. Mm. So you should make...
This our future life related, good or bad, related with it, this, during this lifetime. You see? That's what I said there.
So you should make bodhicitta your motive and feel, I shall achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. I shall therefore listen to these profound instructions on the stages of the path to enlightenment and put them properly into practice.
Okay, that's just motivation. So we normally do motivation, see? That's what I said then.
Only then should you listen. Okay. What is the Dharma you are about to hear? It is Mahayana Dharma. Dharma that leads the fortunate to the level of Buddhahood.
Okay, Dharma, Mahayana Dharma. Dharma has different kind of Dharmas. You know, like Hinayana, different levels of Dharmas we have. Was it like a safe, think about safe becoming free from the suffering, pain, or happiness, self. More important, that's one thing, law. But the bodhisattva's attitude, not only for themselves, more important for the others. Others to make it free from suffering, pain, or happiness. That's why I wish to have myself being Buddha. Not being Buddha for myself, desire or myself, if I myself, if myself become a being with, and then I will be great. Not that kind of attitude. Myself become a being with for the others. So that's one thing. Yeah.
Then Kogje Bobonka Rinpoche continued in the same vein as yesterday.
The same length means you heard actually Lama teaching three times explanation. First one, large one, second median. Yeah. Try to make Ramayana again and again, three times. Then last time I showed him. So this time, which yesterday has been two times already, so this time also, next day, to teaching also, briefly, that's one day. Then
he reviewed the four headings that he had mentioned, which came under the one general heading.
Four headings, beginning, you remember, beginning of. The beginning of the Lama.
The greatness of the authors.
Yeah.
The greatness of the Dharma.
Oh yeah. From that was
the proper way to hear and listen.
Yeah.
Listen and teach. Mm-hmm. And
now what's the four heading there, I think.
The four headings, it doesn't mention we
four come, headings we and come four, to great the quality. First of all, I think all those dharmas are any kind of teachings are, there are no contradiction. Everyone's the same meaning. You know, to understanding of the everything put together, one for the one, one person become a being Buddha for that. Understood of that. That's, I think, first one. What do you read first one?
The next heading, the greatness of the Dharma given to increase one's respect for the instruction.
Oh yeah. This means any kind of different kind of sutra, tantra, within the sutra, different kind of sutras, also all those are for the one. There are no contradiction each other. The one person actually, one person from beginning into to great enlightenment place to be great enlightenment place. Then?
The Lamrim has four greatnesses and three features that distinguish it from the other classical teachings. The four greatnesses are as follows.
This the beginning, first one was said.
The greatness of allowing you to realize all the teachings are consistent.
Oh yeah, that's all teachings, and that's first one. That's like this example. What do you call it? Dry. For short person. Yeah.
You types.
Oh yeah. That's same any you know there's four different kind of size. Same
six
what?
Six. There's four sides and top bottom.
Okay. Oh, Deacon, if you scale one, you know, one side, if you say one side, then there's only four corners, is it? Mm-hmm. One side.
Four corners.
How many corners for one side?
Four.
See? All those are same kind of corners. No, there are no difference, you understand? Just like that. Just like that. All teachings are like a little bit different, you know. But meaning everything comes together, one. You understand? Just like four corners. So, and then what's it? That's my next one.
Second, the greatness of allowing all the scriptures to present themselves to you as instructions.
And then, Suramani Dangadi Chang. Then, but then you come into each other. Suramani Dangadi. Oh, yeah. First of all, says, Tembar Meshwara Chang. Second one, all teachings are then what say?
Allah, the greatness of allowing all the scriptures to present themselves to you as instructions.
Yeah. What do you understand? What do you understand about that?
You can learn from all the scriptures.
Anything, whatever your scriptures, the different kinds of scriptures, different levels, different authors, but all those are for the one person from the beginning go to the great enlightenment place. See, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's it. Then?
Three, the greatness of allowing you to easily discover the true thinking of the victorious one.
The all victory means Buddhas. Buddhas, what kind of thinking or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, thinking. Or those are, then you understood about, if you study this for Lamrim, through the Lamrim, then you understood about real, the knowledge or knowledge of the or Buddhas or what shows to us to be, by Buddha. Victorious means Buddha. Then
we can
understood them. Will be understood. Yeah, then.
And four, the greatness of allowing you to save yourself from the worst misdeeds.
Yeah, those are safe means. If we understood about the Lamrim, then we will not be the great negative action. Mm-hmm. Negative action, like this thing. From the negative actions, worse one destroyed the Dharma or the, like, you know, book. Mm-hmm. This is good, this is bad. If you say, not so good. This book is, I mean, this teaching is good, this preaching is bad. If you say that, that's a very great powerful making the negative action. We should not say that. Like sometimes people say, I like tantras, but I don't like me. I like sutras, but I don't like tantra teachings or tantra practice. Should not say that. Because that means, if you say like this, disrespectfully to the teaching of the Tantra. So that's a great, great negative action. Nyeshe Chimbo means great, worse negative action. Call Nyeshe Chimbo. What's it there?
Allow to save you from the worst misdeeds.
That's worse, what?
Worst misdeeds.
Worst deeds, what's it?
Misdeeds.
What is that? And chirpong is give up the Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Give up the Dharma.
Yeah.
That's very, very less powerful negative action, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Give up the Dharma. Give up the Dharma means not totally, don't need to give up. But this idea, this like that, I don't want this one. We cannot say that. So if we say that and mean like that, we are making the worst deed. So that's an appreciation, I think. If you don't want appreciation, but better nothing to say. Mm. And keep quiet is much better. Then what is it? That's the four headlines already.
Four headings.
Now explanation comes.
Yes, explanation of the first one. The greatness of allowing you to realize that all the teachings are consistent.
Oh, yeah. Teachings are consistent means what I say. What do you understood in English?
No contradiction.
Huh?
No contradiction.
No contradiction? That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, no contradiction. Look like contradiction is better than no real, I say, should not be contradicted. Example. Okay. Sometimes teaching says, you kill the, in the sutra, kill the father, mother. Say, and a general, don't kill the father, mother. If you kill the father, mother, waste the, you're right. So that's the deed, I think. But one sutra says, father, mother to be killed, need to be tell story. Otherwise, difficult. Buddha's benefactor, King Zukinimbu, Jabu Zukinimbu, Raja, Maharaja. Zukinimbu. Maharaja means Sanskrit word, the great king. His name is Zukinimbu. Zukinimbu, the essence of the form, the liver, I think, maybe this. One king, anyways, is Buddha's benefactor. He has son. His son's name is son's name is Jabuzukinyabu. Wait a minute. Zukinimbo is from the Bhagavad. Masheda. Not born from mother. Something like this. Masheda. So, Devadikta you know already, is it? Devadikta? Devadikta is the Buddha's cousin, but always challenged with Buddha. You know, he thinks I am better than the Buddha. The same family, father, same father, king from the kingdom. He thinks Buddha and himself, there are no big difference. Same. It's always he challenged. So then he told to the king's son, Masheda, you not king now, because your father's still alive. Your father's still alive. Father hold the throne of the throne, king's throne. Father hold. If your father's not there, then you will be great king. One thing. I'm not great leader of the religions, because Buddha's still alive. So, therefore, if I cut Buddha, you cut your father, then you will be great king, and myself become great religious leader. He's just very bad, evil friend. We should not this kind of listen, you know. So he talked to them. They came. It's concerned. Then he says, what we can't do? You cannot kill Buddha. How can? He says, Buddha always comes to this king's palace, most of the time to for the lunch, you know, other Buddha and other disciple of Buddha comes. So coming, and then by the door there's a very huge Buddha. When they come, Buddha first. Buddha comes first. So very huge hall there. In the deep hall, in that there, then bottom of the hall made fire. And then he'll be dropped down in there. Maybe sometimes Buddha has very, sometimes he something can do. So if comes in, then food to make poison. Food, you know, food. Then I do like this. Devadikta, he says, I do like this. You should send in the person to kill your father. So that's, he did. He killed his father. But Buddha came, or those big, great hall covered in very beautiful materials. When Buddha comes there by the hall, all those open. Open there in the dust, fire become a beautiful lake. Lake is in the, like lotus flowers. You know, everybody Buddha said, Buddha says, tomorrow nobody can go before me. So then lotus hall there become a fire, there's become a water. With the waters, lotus feathers, go through all the river, go through in. Therefore, king's son, then he changed his mind. Because Buddha sat down, he says, sorry, I cannot give food because food has poison. But you know, poison in there. Buddha said, never mind, bring. Then Buddha blessed all those food and eat himself and also gave to all those disciples of the Buddha. Then he did send him person, he killed his father already. Father is not just only father, become Ahart already. Ahart already. So then father says, to kill of the to people saying, tell to my son, myself, your father, one great deed for the myself, your father, so kill the father. Also secondly, myself also no ordinary person, Ahart already. You killed Ahart. So therefore you did this, so message to them. Then the tremendous then concern, tremendous, you know, what you call disappointed and tremendous. Then he right away came to Buddha. Even Buddha says, you did bad things, all those great negative act you did. If you said that, he will not be, cannot purify, because he dying. So therefore, Buddha says, oh, okay, to be killed the father or mother. That's what Buddha said. But Buddha said, would then for the, he come down and for him to be, to give chance for the, to purify negativities, whatever he did. If Buddha says, very bad, you did, he don't have a chance to purify negative, because the hard trouble and the right ways he will be finished. So that's why Buddha says, okay, can be to kill the father mother. That means father mother is not real father mother. Indirectly meaning, hidden meaning is, father is the karma, and mother is the delusions. You see, father and the, you know, delusions. So if you to make the kill the delusions and the, as a karma, then you will be free. So that's what I'm saying. So that's a, so now when we talk about the, why I talk about this story, do you remember?
The greatness of the Dharma and its consistency.
Oh yeah, consistency, yes. See, that's it. So that's kind of whatever has already things. If we got this head, then all those teachings are consistent to means for the without the contradiction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Without contradiction. You see, all the same kind of meaning.
Steady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. Then?
The teaching here refers to the scriptures of the Victorious One. As Bhava Vika's commentary, The Lamp of Wisdom, says, teachings means the following, the scriptures of the Bhagavan that teach without distortion the things gods and humans wishing to gain the nectar-like state should know. The things they should abandon.
What do you understand then, this one?
That what the teachings mean.
Uh-huh.
It says the things they should abandon, the things they should make manifest, and the things they should meditate.
Uh-huh.
Make manifest is the things they should do. It's under the greatness allowing the teachings
still
are consistent.
Still consistency.
It's a commentary from the Lamp of Wisdom.
Oh, that is the Atisha's. Atisha's, Atisha's teaching of the Lama. Then?
Teachings means the following. The scriptures of the Bhagavan that teach without distortion.
Teaching of the Bhagavan means, Bhagavan is Buddha. Bhagavan means the Sanskrit word. Bhagavan, Buddha, Buddha. So, Bhagavan, Buddha means, Buddha's meaning, the Sanskrit word, many different ways. Walk means, from sleeping, walk up, also can be, says Buddha, you know?
Mm.
And also, lotus flowers open like this, open. Also, Sanskrit word is Buddha or Bhagavan. You see, that's what I'm saying. Jamdindi, I said Bhagavan is Jamdindi. Buddha, I think. Then? So, any means, Buddha means waking up from the ignorance. See, that's what I'm saying. And then? Bhagavan means there's two. There are three. Kyam, then, days. Sanskrit ways we have two. Kyam means destroy the delusions, illusions. That's what kyam. Delusions, illusions. Kyam. Then means positive knowledge, whatever has. All those are Buddha has. That's what then. They means go beyond. Go beyond of the delusions, illusions. See, that's what I'm saying. Then
should I read that one?
Yeah,
again?
Read it.
Read it again. The teachings means the following. The scriptures of the Buddha that teach without distortion the things gods and humans wishing to gain the nectar-like state should know. The things they should...
Nectar is the teachings, you know?
Yeah.
Nectar is the teachings. So medicine, medicine. And normally, I think we have three pages, jewels. See, dharma is the really is a medicine, you know. Dharma is medicine. Vidya is the like always I say, like a doctor, a great doctor. Then dharma is the medicine. Sangha is the, like a help us, you know, nurse or something like that. So then, therefore, nikta means this. Nikta means this. Nikta of the teaching of the dharma or meaning of the dharma. Then.
The things they should abandon and the things they should make manifest.
Abandon means abandon from one.
Abandon means to leave.
To leave, which leave?
The negativities, the delusions.
Oh, that's good, yeah, that's good. Abandon is like a negative side, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the things they should make manifest. And the things they should meditate upon. Okay. This is what the Buddha's teachings are.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's, we stop there. So, anyways, see, meditation. What say?
The things that they should meditate upon is in the teaching.
Uh huh. So good. Ah. Mwanshandhisha means to make realize. What is it? Gomparshava is then to meditate without a mistake. Mm-hmm. Without a mistake. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that means we need to see whatever we begin, I say, which we know meaning of the Dharma, to keep it with our mind and to do meditate, you see. Sometimes people think meditation is better than to study. Without study, cannot do meditation. So that's meditation is for the, study is for the meditation. So and we need to know about this, okay? So that's all I think. Really, we are, even this session tonight we are hearing, because, you know, those are a great opportunity. We are the result of the human being's life. We got a little bit, you know. So I think it should be, that's it. So now, we stop tonight here. And so now we do the dedication. Dedication, whatever we did, action of Dharma, including this tonight, and whatever we did by this merit, teaching of the Buddha and the spiritual teachings are long staying over the beings. Like His Honor Dalai Lama and any other spiritual masters, those are to have long life, because those are to hold the system of teachings and to transformation. Those teachings are transmitted to the beings, therefore very important to have the long life for the spiritual masters. So we make wishing for all those, including His Honor Dalai Lama and the spiritual masters, to have long life. Then we wishing for, including yourself or other practitioners, to do the practice of Dharma without obstacle, you know, to accomplishment of the practice of Dharma without obstacles, think about that. Then in this country and in other countries, will not happen bad things, you know, disease, war, starvations, that kind of will not happen. And we think a good fortune is coming in this world for the world beings. Finally, we're thinking, all sentient beings, everyone free from delusions and illusions and negativities, and become a being Buddha by which we did action of Dharma, we are together. Yeah.
Shabba-nyam-ba-ma-me-ba-ma-tam-kone-kondo-pe-var-so-tonya-da-wa-ren-bo-che-ma-ye-ba-na-ma-che-ge-ma-che-che-ma-nyam-ba-me-ba-ma-tam-kone-kondo-pe-var-so-kha-ra-ra-ve-kul-ve-che-ba-ma-tara-pe-da-wa-de-wa-ma-le-jung-ve-ne- Sāyé-tīn-dō-mī-tē-bhū-vā-yī Voilà.
Very nice to be here.